to Dev Clark, who represents Stephen Joyce, one of the most powerful men in the government.
Yeah, looking forward to a third chair session to start, that he wants a clean, green economy that's diversified, and my job is to deliver a plan on that. So I'm pretty excited about the opportunity. Stephen Joyce, well, he's a tough customer, there's no question about that. I think he's got a bit of a soft underbelly. He's left himself open, and he hasn't delivered an economic development plan with any credibility. And so I want to get stuck in and make sure that's fair for everyone.
Do you think Stephen Joyce had weaknesses?
I do think Stephen Joyce has weaknesses, yes. He's talked about this business plan that he's got. So now it's not an hour on, it's a year on, and we've yet to see anything other than comms.
So what's your take on it? Very quickly, labour and the Greens has been and to what can you do to counter that message?
We do have a plan, and we're going to develop that over time. Already some of the building blocks are in place. You know, we talked about pro-growth tax reform, capital gains tax, research and development tax credits. We talked about KiwiSaver. We talked about procurement policies. Now, we've already got a bunch of stuff out there that would make a big difference, we think. And my challenge now, having just inherited that portfolio, is to broaden that plan, to make it bigger and stronger, so that we have a real message that says Labor has a plan to develop and deliver jobs in New Zealand.
Do you see any conflict in the role that you will have in the Green Party's position on economic development? There's often conflict between development and the environment.
Look, we differ from the Greens sometimes, and there's no embarrassment in that. We're different political parties, and we have a slightly different view on the world. So I expect to bring fresh thinking, my own thinking, to the portfolio, and what happens after that, we'll wait and see.
What do you think of Stephen Joyce's performance so far?
Look, I think Stephen Joyce is a tough customer, no question about that. I think he has left himself open a wee bit and that he has failed to deliver on any of the talk that he's delivered so far. There's no actual jobs coming out. We've got high unemployment like in the 90s again. We've got no real credible plan that people can see as to how that's going to be corrected.
You say Stephen Joyce is a tough customer. What are his strengths?
Stephen Joyce is good at staying on message. You know, he is a communicator, but as to how that will translate into any real action, well, you know, patience runs out after a while. Yes. And I think the public are starting to get wondering. The public are genuinely now wondering where the jobs are coming from and when they're going to turn up.
You're saying Stephen Joyce hasn't got any substance?
I'm not saying that right now, but actually, the evidence seems to be there that does suggest that he could front up and deliver.
Are you ready to face him in the House?
I'm looking forward to facing Stephen Joyce in the House. You know, I think there's a real opportunity for me to step up, and I've enjoyed the opportunity to be opposite Peter Dunn. Stephen Joyce will be a different kind of customer, but again, if we have a credible plan laid out, he's going to be on the back foot.
How soon are we going to see that plan?
Look, it's too soon to say. I've just inherited the portfolio today, so I'm looking forward to sitting down, to talking with colleagues who have ideas as well, but also to bring my fresh thinking, doing some research around that, and then laying out a credible plan for a diversified economy that delivers on jobs.
You say diversified economy, and I know David Shearer has mentioned this before as well, too much reliance on dairy and primary industries in your view.
Yeah, Denmark's the classic comparison. Their export per capita is about 3 times ours. And the difference lies in ICT and other clean, smart solutions. They still have an ad sector that performs well, but they've added to that another picture. And I think there's room. You know, accelerated depreciation is one thing that comes off the top of the head, having looked in the tax area, to have a look at different areas of policy and see what would work for delivering jobs for New Zealand, to be a bit more specific, a bit more targeted, and to deliver a fresh plan.
Cheers. Thanks. Cheers. Cheers.